our first.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Nenny.
Ready,
this
sir.
This is our first law enforcement and public safety meeting of the new term. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to start by introducing first our guests, and then we'll introduce the legislators on the committee, and then the legislators, and we have one legislator who's joining us outside of the committee, but we're grateful to have him. But I think it'll be good to go around, and these are a lot of the same players that we'll see in the meetings ahead. And if it's all right, the representatives from Axon will just hold off on you guys until we get to your item on the agenda, which happens to be the second item. So you won't have to wait for too long. So why don't we start with Sheriff Figueroa? We'll just introduce who we are, what department, and we'll try and keep it pretty short because we do have another meeting that follows this one. So we have to stay on schedule.
So good evening, everyone. I want to congratulate our new members of our legislature. I look forward to working with the new public safety chair and members. So thank you.
Thank you. And we can go next with the district attorney.
Well, I echo what our sheriff said. It's a great pleasure to work with a new committee who I have great respect for, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Erickson, you can go next.
Hello, everyone. Congratulations, as the sheriff and district attorney have said. We look forward to working with everybody. We have a lot of good things coming up, so I'm very excited to work with you guys.
And which department are you?
Director of Emergency Services.
Yeah, thank you. And then next we'll go to Director Schmidt from Probation, and you can then pass it to your deputy.
Sure. I'm Nancy Schmidt. I'm the probation director, and I'm here with Valerie Naccarato, our deputy director. We operate the probation department as well as oversee the Restorative Justice Center.
Great. Valerie, you're welcome to add anything if you'd like.
No, that's all right. Thanks, Nancy. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much. And Deputy County Executive Kelly?
Sure. So Chris Kelly, Deputy County Executive, many of my departments, including Emergency Services, Probation, Public Defender, all reside within this committee. So I'm sure we'll be working together in a lot of things, and I'm very excited about 2022 and what we can get done together. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. And then let's go around the committee. Introduce yourselves and which district you represent. And we'll start with Legislator Heppner.
Thank you, Chair Uchtdel. Excited to start another session or term on the Law Enforcement Committee. I represent the town of Woodstock and West Hurley and Glenford in the town of Hurley.
All right, great. And actually, I should have started with Deputy Chair Hansett. So, Gina, why don't we go with you next?
Hi, thank you. I'm Gina Hansett. I represent District 10, which is large part of the town of Lloyd in the northern end of Marlboro. And I am very honored and excited to be on the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee.
Great, thank you. All right, Legislator Hewitt, would you like to go next?
Legislator Uchtdel, I represent District 21, the town of Rochester and East Wawarsing. I've been learning a lot already. Thank you, Sheriff Figueroa, for meeting with me and starting to get me on an educated path. And thank you, Nettie, for sharing the packet for all of the history of the committee. I'm looking forward to working with you all.
Great, thank you. And Legislator Lopez, you can go next.
Yeah, I represent the towns of Shongo and Warsing, the 14th district. And I'm actually looking forward to serving on law enforcement. Yeah, I've been here 10 years and there aren't many firsts, you know, after 10 years. So I'm really looking forward to working with everybody and, doing some good stuff.
Great. Legislator Maloney, last but not least.
District 2, Saugerties, just hanging out. I didn't see the agenda yet. I was looking for it, but I didn't see it. If we could send that out, I missed it. But I'm just waiting on the next meeting and hanging out.
Great. Nettie, can you make sure that Legislator Maloney gets that?
Yes.
Thank you so much. All right. And I am Abe Uchtdel, representative from District 5 in Kingston, and I am the chair of our Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee that we are all among tonight. So thank you so much for being here, and we will get our meeting started here. I believe, Nettie, you've whatever we need to do with attendance, I'll let you guide me on that.
Okay, Shirley.
I don't know if we need to do, we don't need to take roll, right? You have the attendance.
So. Yeah, you have 5 present, 0 absent.
Great, thank you so much. All right, I will take a motion to approve the December 1st, 2021 meeting minutes and transcript.
I'll move it.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, second from Deputy Chair Hansett. Any discussion on the minutes? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the minutes are approved unanimously. We do have a couple of representatives tonight from the Axon body camera company. If you don't mind, as I mentioned earlier, we'll just hold for just a second because I think it'll make sense to take that with the resolution, which is the second resolution. So with that, we'll go into resolution number 12, which is appointing and reappointing members to the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board. Do I have a motion to discuss?
Move it.
And a second?
Second.
That was a motion from Legislator Heppner, second from Legislator Hewitt. And then before we discuss, I'm just gonna share that this is the list of representatives that was presented to us from the Fire Advisory Board. So I don't expect it to be too controversial, but if anyone has any discussion, I'll entertain that now. All right. Seeing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, resolution 12 is unanimous. All right, now we get into resolution number 53, establishing capital project number 616, Axon body camera purchase, amending the 2022 to 2027 capital improvement program and amending the 2022 capital project fund for the Ulster County Sheriff. Do I have a motion to discuss?
Move it.
And do I have a second?
Yeah. Second.
All right, there's a motion from Legislator Heppner, second from Lopez. All right, so as we get started with this discussion, I would like to give the opportunity to Sheriff Figueroa to frame the conversation, and then perhaps we can hand it to the representatives from Axon, who we're very grateful were able to join us tonight.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to thank the representatives from Axon for joining us this evening. I know that they're pretty busy. So let's really talk about the issue at hand, and that is that of the body cams. Now, the Sheriff's Office did go into agreement 3 months of me being in office in March of 2019 with the Panasonic body cams. That was a program that was started in 2018, but was actually submitted for a resolution in 2019. Those particular cameras had a 3-year warranty, and their warranty is up. But let's talk about what happened since the initial part of purchasing those cameras. We had the law in April in 2019, about a month later, that changed for discovery. And of course, the Bail Reform Act was also put in place. Then in 2020, we had the murder of George Floyd, and we had the reimagining police and the Executive Order 203. So our public expects more from law enforcement, and in particular, transparency. And being at these particular product that we have now, the Panasonics have exceeded, and we've had issues with them. We are looking to change and go in a different direction with that of Axon. It's about $900 to replace these. We've already had issues with them. Just if you guys recall what happened last week, there was an individual breaking into the jail rather than leaving the jail. In reality, what he was doing was looking to have an appointment, and which he didn't have, with the sheriff. And when he couldn't see me, he decided to break in to the back of the jail, a deputy responded. He ran into the woods and he kicked the deputy and the Panasonic fell off. I'm telling you the story because that's one of many issues that we have with this Panasonic. The Panasonic camera was damaged. When we went to take the SD card out of it to get the information off of it, we couldn't because we had we don't have the proprietary program to access it. We would have to do a purchase order and submit it to the vendor to get it replaced and get the information off that. That is not acceptable for the line of work that law enforcement does today. And that's why we're looking to change. And we did a lot of review of the several products and in November and December, actually October, November, and December of last year. And we didn't have enough information, enough research done to submit it in the budget last year. So that's why we're submitting it this year. And the cameras, even though that we did purchase them, these cameras are leased, and I'll let Jim Boutour talk about what Axon brings to the table. But more importantly, because we spent money and purchased these cameras, we initially had them and we still have them in each housing unit in our facility, but not assigned to individuals because we didn't have enough. And in most jails, the pods and folks that are in the jail don't have body cams, but in this office, we do. Even though they do have flaws, there's two different jobs involved here. One is that of law enforcement that goes out and the information gets submitted every single day to the district attorney's office. And we have a discovery clerk that does that. Whereas in corrections, when something happens and the camera is there and there's a policy in place for the entire office of when to activate or not activate the camera. So we won't be wasting the money with the Panasonic cameras. We're just going to change that to be used in the corrections side. And it's a way to at least be able to give every single corrections officer an assigned camera. And eventually at some point, we're going to have to look at moving that way as well with the correction side. But because we still have so many that are somewhat operational, we want to move that into corrections. I'm going to let Jim Boutour take over of what the cameras can and cannot do and the importance of evidence.com and how they relate to transparency and really the 21st century of policing that we're at now and what our public demands of us of transparency. Jim?
Thanks, Sheriff. Just by introduction, guys, my name is Jim Boutour. I'm a director with Axon. Been with them for 2 years now. Last year, I consulted and then came on full-time as a director. Previously to that, I served as the sheriff of Niagara County, the elected sheriff for 3 terms on the other end of the state. So as sheriff, I was a big fan of Axon. I used Axon tasers, Axon cameras. I was, I think, the first adopter in the state of New York back in 2011 to put cameras on my deputies in the road patrol. And since then, the office of sheriff in Niagara has deployed them in the jail, as Sheriff Figueroa stated, which is, to me, just a complete necessity today. I'd luckily left before Executive Order 203 came out, and a lot of these instances that you talk about came out. But the fact is, it doesn't change that cameras are just a necessity for law enforcement today. They do not only protect police officers, but they protect the citizens that we protect, especially in the jail. You'll find that once cameras are deployed, there's just a lot less resisting arrest. And quite frankly, these cameras very occasionally, but do catch the exact type of police officer that we don't want wearing the badge in our agencies as well. So transparency is a big thing, especially in Executive Order 203. And Ulster County, you know, is obviously aware of that and is willing to comply with that. And I just found that my cameras at my agency just really told the story. And if you go back, real quick piece of history is fingerprints came out about 1903. And we kind of expected fingerprints on to convict crimes. Juries expected it. And then right around 1986 is when DNA really came out. And juries, because of crime shows on TVs now, really expected to see DNA to convict criminals. Well, this is the third piece of the puzzle. It's cameras. And cameras are expected by citizens. They're expected by media. They're expected by juries. Everybody knows that they're out there, that they're available, and they expect to see them. And the last thing you want to do is, and I know that you have a camera system now, and the sheriff talked about the issues he has with it. But the last thing you want to do is have some type of an incident in your county and have everybody coming to you saying, let's see the body camera footage, and you don't have that to display. So if you have any further questions with it, that's just a little bit of background. Why I've been a big supporter. I had the honor to serve with Sheriff Figueroa for a couple of years before I retired. We've been good friends ever since. And I work with sheriffs all over the country. I work with probably 10 or 12 sheriffs just in the last 6 months in the state of New York, where these systems were deployed and have been very successful. Saratoga is a great example. Niagara, of course, is a great example. Erie County has just put cameras all throughout their jail. And we're going to see that trend really take off this year with cameras in the jail, because it protects corrections officers, but it protects inmates as well.
Thanks, Jim. I just wanted to add a couple of things about the Axon product. And the City of Kingston Police Department, I believe, is having a contract with Axon. The New York State Police has a contract with Axon. And what's great about that is whenever there are triggers that automatically, and we have a policy, whenever you're interacting with the public, that you have to have the camera on, but there are triggers that set the camera off automatically as well, which our present system does not have. If a weapon is removed from the holster, if the weapon is removed from the taser holster, the camera automatically goes on, not only for members of the Ulster County Sheriff's Office, but if we're working with the City of Kingston Police Department on a case or the New York State Police, any one of those agencies, if they pull out their weapon, everybody's camera within a 20 feet, I believe it's 20 feet, would automatically 30. Go on, 30 feet.
30 feet. Go on. It's more like 50, but we say 30.
So that's an important aspect of what we're looking to do here, and what the public expects us to do. And Jim, I want to thank you for coming on, and we'll open it up for any questions.
I think Legislator Heppner, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, just a quick question. Will this impact any bit in terms of storage?
That's a great
the video.
That's a great question. So right now we are using server space, and we have to actually purchase. And Warren, if you want to get into the server stuff in a minute, I'll let you talk about the issues that we have with our servers and the duplication of storage. We would have to store it on our servers, and then we have to transfer it over to the DA's office. They have to put it on their storage. Now it goes into evidence.com. And Jim, if you could talk about that briefly, evidence.com, I'd appreciate that, because I know you have a way of explaining that.
Sheriff, if you don't mind, I'm going to defer to Jesse, because he's more the expert on how the system works. I'm more like you. We know that it works, but we can't really talk. I mean, I know a lot about it, but Jesse knows a lot more than me, so I'll let him explain the evidence.com.
Sure. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jesse Lowe. I am the State of New York account manager for Axon, for agencies between about 51 and 100 sworn. So to tell you a little bit about evidence.com, that is our digital evidence management system. It is cloud-based and hosted by Microsoft Azure in their secure GovCloud. So it's been certified by multiple different agencies that it is secure, and we are allowed to use it to store your data. For sharing between agencies, it's very simple. They would just go to that video or picture or whatever piece of evidence that they're storing up there. And they can just basically click one button to share it with either the prosecutor, share it with another agency, share it to the media, however they want. And then all that is very audited. Everything you do, every click you take is audited. Every time you share something's audited. And it's also locked down permission-based, where the sheriff can only give a couple people permissions to do those shares, so videos aren't going where they're not supposed to go. And I'm here to answer any other questions. The contract we have in front of you today does include unlimited storage for all video footage that comes from an Axon camera.
Thank you, Jesse. Hey, Warren, talk briefly about our issues with our storage with the Panasonic system.
Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody. I'm Warren Whitaker, technology coordinator for the Sheriff's Office. I'll just speak on what happened over the summer. our discovery coordinator had come to us and she said, Warren, I haven't seen this video from this car for like 3 days. I'm wondering what's going on. We didn't get alerted from the server. Turned out that we were running out of space. It had to do with other backups. So our redundancy was doubling. So we had saved it more than twice. Well, we didn't realize that was happening. So we ran out of space. We thought we had lost the video. Luckily, we didn't. I think with evidence.com, that takes that out. We don't have to worry about space because we have an unlimited supply.
Thank you, Warren.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
Anyone else? Legislator Heppner and then Hewitt.
Yeah, just more of a point is, you know, from serving the previous governor during his, what was it, the police task force and reinvention mandate. I served on that in my local community. And the biggest thing that we saw as a struggle in terms of equipping local police departments within the county in our town was not the cost of the actual cameras, but the cost of the storage. This sounds all very promising and I'm very encouraged by it, but and especially the idea of consolidating within local police departments within the, if they can, you know, one point access amongst local departments and so on. And also if there's ways that we can help offset the cost of storage to local police departments, I think would be a very, you know, worthwhile look.
Okay. Legislator Hewitt, and then we'll go to Lopez.
Thank you. I'm wondering how many cameras this contract comes with and if and what the warranty looks like.
Sure. Sheriff, do you want me to cover that?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay. So this contract comes with 62 cameras. The sheriff had asked for 60 body cameras. We include a spare camera for every 30 cameras that are purchased through Axon. So that way, if there's an issue with a camera, if it's damaged in the line of duty, you know, if it just happens to break any sort of way, they have two spares on site at all times. So no one ever goes on duty without a camera. As far as our warranty, we have what is called our TAP plan, which is a technology assurance plan. It is a 5-year, no questions asked, full warranty on every camera that we are including, including the two spares. That also comes with a brand new camera every 2.5 years of the 5-year contract. So they'll get the shipment of cameras on day one. Approximately 30 months later, we'll ship them another set of cameras. And you also get another set at the end of the contract. Part of the reason behind that is after about, you know, same with your cell phones, after about 2.5 years, you know, you see the battery life won't be as good. You know, it's not going to hold a charge like it used to. If 2 years into it, if 1 year into it, they have a camera, hey, this one gets used a lot. This deputy is working a ton of overtime. The battery's dying. We'll just swap that out. No questions asked through that full warranty. And then the other thing to mention is with this program, you're also locking in the pricing for your cameras for 5 years. So if our next set, you know, so this is our body 3, it's our current generation camera. If the body 4 is out in 2.5 years, if you move forward with Axon, the office would get the body 4. They wouldn't get another version of this in 2.5 years. And in 5 years, they would get the brand new latest generation camera instead of getting the older version, you know, 5 years from now, which would make it, you know, at that point, probably 7 years old.
Legislator Lopez.
With the storage on evidence.com, is the FOIL process different or do you go through the same channels?
I believe it's still the same. The FOIL process is going to be the same. You request it and we'll obviously there's some mitigating factors if there's an ongoing case or something like that. But a criminal case that may affect that particular criminal case, but the normal process will be in place. By the way, the Sheriff's app has a FOIL form in it. So if you want to download the Sheriff's app, you'll see all the stuff that's on there. Just a quick plug, sorry.
I was a
always
customer.
Pushing the apps.
Sheriff, I was a customer of the Sheriff app too, and it's a great app.
Thank you.
Jess, I'm not familiar with your contract. I do have the resolution in front of me, but does your contract mm-hmm. include redaction?
So it has our standard redaction. So we have redaction software where whoever is handling those FOIA requests has the ability to basically draw boxes or click on faces. We do have another more advanced redaction software that I don't believe is included in this contract. That is AI and cloud-based, where I'd automatically find faces, license plates, and in-car computer screens or any computer screen, and automatically go for that video and blur those out. It saves, endless hours of time. If you are getting a lot of FOIA requests, Sheriff, we would recommend possibly amending this and adding that. And we can speak about that as well. And that can also always be added later.
So the purpose of that redaction would be if somebody gives a social security number, date of birth, if there's a witness, you don't want that being turned over to, and it's obviously that'll be approved by the district attorney who's here, because he's the one who's the ultimate say on the redactions.
Any final questions for the sheriff or the representatives from Axon?
The quick question.
Yep, Legislator Hewitt, go ahead.
Because the SD cards couldn't be accessed on the old cameras, I'm wondering if Mr. Whitaker and his team in technology have the right to repair a camera or access an SD card if that was necessary.
Yep, sure. I think, go ahead.
Sorry. Like an Axon or Panasonic?
Mr. Hewitt. I think he's asking about the Panasonic cameras and—
No, the Axon.
The new ones. Okay, yep. Sorry, just go ahead.
Awesome. So we do not have removable storage in our body cameras because of incidents like that where it comes out when it gets dropped or it comes loose. So our storage is secured, basically soldered to the board in here. If there is an issue like that, as part of that warranty process, that camera will be shipped back and we would do everything we can to get that off there for no extra cost.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I think the issue that we're having with the Panasonic unit is it's out of warranty, which is why we can't get the data off from the incident on Friday. Just take that as an example. All right, any final questions? Otherwise, we'll call the question. All right, seeing no further questions, all in favor of Resolution 53?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, it passes unanimously. Thank you so much. I imagine at this point, the folks from Axon probably have better places to be, but if you do want to hang out, you're more than welcome to. It is a public meeting.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to resolution number 55, amending capital project number 482, countywide radio system, Department of Emergency Communications and Emergency Management. Do we have a motion to discuss?
I'll move.
And a second.
Second.
All right. That was moved by Heppner, second by Lopez. Before we get into discussion, I'd like to give Director Erickson an opportunity to kind of explain where we're at in the process of implementing the countywide radio system.
Thank you, Chair. So the countywide radio system is, we're looking at the interoperability of fire, police, and EMS across the board. It's an extremely large project running in parallel with the Government Operations Center. So looking at this over the past 5 or so years now, since the capital project was open, we've secured a lot of grants that we've been putting into the capital project. And so far, if we go back through the resolutions that have been approved by this committee, the prior committees, we purchased in 2018, we submitted just under 525,000 for subscriber units. In 2019, it was just under 576,000 in subscriber units. In 2019, there was just over 477,000, which we did the Marlboro site subscriber units. And the design of the Saugerties Tower. The contract for the Motorola contract was executed at just under $8.5 million. We secured the $6 million grant in 2021. And we just, we're working currently on spending the first portion of that $6 million through consultant services, communication equipment, the Sardis Tower construction, consoles, 911 phones, updating the 911 phone system. And then we have that 2.8, which is the second part that we're going to be working on moving forward. And then tonight we have that $540,000, which is the NYSTEC consultant equipment personnel, the backup PSAP currently that we need to update the equipment in there as well. This whole project started off at a $20 million project for the radio system itself. And we were able to move that down to that $8,475,000 for the radio system. So there's a lot of moving parts. It's very dynamic as it has to run parallel with the construction of the Government Operations Center. We cannot take the radio system and put it in our current facility. And we have to build out the towers. So that's why it's a very dynamic process. But it's moving along very well. Steve Peterson, my predecessor, has been working on these grants, has been very successful with them. He's currently still working on them. He's with us part-time, and he's managing those grants for us.
Great. Thank you so much, Director Erickson. Does anyone have any questions? Points of discussion? And I'll just note that the following resolution that we're going to address in a moment is being taken, it's in the agenda in this order because it specifically is one of those grants that Director Erickson just referenced. And I will say I was grateful to hear that Steve stayed on to help us sort through all of this, because this has got the narrative arc of this whole process is long and complex.
Absolutely.
Well, if there's no further discussion, I will call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, resolution number 55 is unanimous. Resolution number 84, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, Office of Interoperable and Emergency Communication, for the 2020 Statewide Interoperable Communications Grant, amending the 2022 Ulster County Budget, Department of Emergency Communications and Emergency Management. Do I have a motion to discuss?
So moved.
Thank you. Second, please.
Second.
All right, so that was moved by Heppner, second by Hewitt. Director Erickson, is there anything that you'd like to speak to on this topic before we discuss?
Unless you have any specific questions, I do not. I mentioned it before in my report. So
great, thank you so much. Does anyone have any questions? This is accepting grant money for the basically this whole project. So taking money in, always a nice thing, right? All right. If there's no further questions, I will call the question. On resolution number 84, all in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? All right, resolution number 84 is unanimous. We move on to resolution number 81, approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and the Ulster County Sheriff's Police Benevolent Association for the years 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, and 2024. Amending the 2022 Ulster County budget. Do I have a motion to discuss?
So moved.
Thank you, Legislator Heppner. Do I have a second? Second from Deputy Chair Hansett. Any questions or points of discussion? I'll just say I spoke today with the new PBA president. His members seem very happy. I spoke with Sheriff Figueroa about this. I understand the county is very happy. For a lot of the newer members of our force, this is the first time they'll ever be in a contract. We've been playing catch up for a long time. And I, in addition to the sheriff, I definitely commend the county executive's office for catching us up on a lot of these contracts with the union. So thank you for that. If there's, Legislator Heppner.
Yeah, just, I mean, you said it perfectly, Chair Uchitel, but for the record, I want to commend all sides. This is a good step forward.
Yeah, and I'll also add if it's all right, you know, one of the things that I'm beginning to understand better about our sheriff's office and just the state of policing is how important it is that as we work to improve policing and protect our community and you know, continue to improve, it's really hard to do that when you have trouble retaining your employees in the police force. And we have been a training organization that trains sheriffs for other police forces that pay more for too long. So hopefully this is going to help us, you know, be able to change that and really keep people in this community. So if there's no further questions, I will call the question on resolution number 81. All in favor? All right. Any opposed? Great. Resolution number 81 is unanimous. We'll move on to resolution number 82, approving the execution of a contract for $521,000 entered into by the county with J&J SAS Electric, Ulster County Sheriff. Do I have a motion to discuss?
Move it.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, we've moved by Heppner, second by Lopez. Any discussion, questions? If there's no discussion, I'll just say, you know, this is the contract fulfilling the amount that was already included in the capital budget. And I'm very happy to say that the contract is going to an Ulster County contractor, an Ulster County vendor. And I know that we put this out to RFP and vendors from all over the place responded. And it's always nice to keep it local.
And a constituent of mine as well. So even better.
Very good. Excellent. And that's what we like to hear.
You should tell, I appreciate the little brief description because I wasn't sure what this was for. Thank you.
Sure. No problem. All right. So if there's no further discussion, let's call the question on resolution number 81. All in favor? Any opposed? All right, resolution number 81 is unanimous. We will move on to resolution number 83, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $16,807, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county. New York Communications Company, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff. Can I have a motion to discuss, please?
Move it.
Can I have a second?
A second.
All right, so that's a motion by Heppner, second by Lopez. Discussion. So this is for the portable, I believe this is the portable communication devices, the radios, to add more to our inventory. And I know that there was, so I'm gonna address this because this came up in our chairs meeting. I know that there were questions about the, you know, whether this was corresponding with increasing the number of members in a particular division that, you know, didn't, you know, that's why we would need the additional radios. That's not quite what this is about, but this is something that needs to periodically happen from my conversations with Sheriff Figueroa. And it is something that's absolutely necessary. So I hope that programmatically we're able to address any, and actually this is a good opportunity for you to mention, we in this committee, we want to be able to address any programmatic questions about anything that any of our departments are requesting. When we, this is obviously a purchase, it's going to have to go through Ways and Means. We don't want Ways and Means to have to ask the programmatic questions that are really our responsibility to ask. So my hope is that if anyone has any programmatic questions, we're able to get them sorted out here rather than passing it along to Ways and Means. So understanding why the additional portables are needed You know, that's something that we have a responsibility to do here. And my understanding is this is absolutely necessary. So hopefully we won't put Ways and Means in a position of having to ask those same questions. And as a member of Ways and Means Legislator Heppner, I just ask that you relay the content of this discussion when that
comes up. I'm not on Ways and Means.
Oh, you're not? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, in any event, we'll pass this along. Nettie, if you would please pass it along to the folks.
Yeah, I believe that's the proper function.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Good reminder. Thank you, Jonathan. All right. If there's no further discussion, I will call the question on resolution number 83. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution number 83 is unanimous. We will move on to resolution number 85, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for participation in the Crimes Against Revenue Program. District Attorney, do I have a motion to discuss?
Move it.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, moved by Heppner, second by Lopez. And as we start the discussion, I would like to give the district attorney an opportunity to give us a brief overview of what's happening here. If you would, District Attorney Clegg, and you are on mute.
All right, thanks. So this program's been going on for quite some time in our office. And what it does is try and reinforce the prosecution side of people who try to defraud the county at any level with respect to social services. There are also crimes against other finance issues such as taxes, et cetera, that we try and prosecute at the highest possible level. So this is money that comes in that supports one of our ADA positions that we designate for the majority of that work to make sure that these kinds of programs are enforced at a high level.
Great, thank you, District Attorney Clegg. Are there any questions or items to discuss from the committee or anyone else? All right, seeing no other questions, we will call the question on resolution number 85. All in favor? Any opposed? All right, resolution number 85 is unanimous. We will move on to resolution number 86, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services funding of a gun violence grant. District Attorney, may I see a motion to discuss?
So I'll move for discussion.
Can I see a second?
Second.
Great, so that was moved by Lopez, second by Hewitt. District Attorney Clegg, if you want to give us a quick overview on this, and I'll just add, it says it's a gun violence grant. It's a gun violence prevention grant, just to be super clear.
Exactly. We call it focused deterrence. We want to stop people from getting involved in gun violence to begin with. And most of the focus of this grant will be trying to keep at-risk youth from getting into the world where they're either dealing with guns or drugs or both, and impacting our community in an unsafe way. We intended to use some of this money to work with Sheriff Figueroa on the AVERT program that we are starting up in this county. And the AVERT program, once again, is something that tries to deter the violence before it actually happens, to work with the youth that are at risk, to reach out to the people in the community that may be involved in gangs or drugs or both, and try and interrupt and deter them from pursuing that. So that's something that the sheriff and my office are working together on. There's also a SNUG program that is starting up in this county, and we are going to be involved in supporting that program as well, which again is a focused deterrence with peers reaching out into the community, people who have been there, done that, reaching out to people who are heading in that direction and trying to deter and dissuade them from going there. In addition, we want to do some of this work with improving the trust and the involvement of the community with our law enforcement community. We're not sure exactly what we're going to use that for yet. My thought is that a basketball 3-on-3 tournament may be where we're heading. and getting law enforcement people. And I think our sheriff may be able to shoot. I'm not sure. He can add if he wants to. But, you know, and in doing that, also bringing in all the social services opportunities and job training events, et cetera. So it's something we're going to be exploring. Tate Fisher is somebody that, you know, I know since my coaching career that has been involved in a bunch of tournaments. So that's one of our projects that we're going to try and put together. So anyway, that's what we're doing with this money.
Great. Sheriff Figueroa, would you like to add anything?
I would. And thank you, Mr. District Attorney. And this AVERT was actually, if you folks can remember, was started along with the county exec's office. We did a news conference in Midtown in regards to this diversion program. It's AVERT stands for Anti-Violence Effort Response Team. And I have a detective, Mario Tagliafiero, who's going to be running that, and he's already started. And it's it focuses on folks we don't have any current cases on. And it's a big deterrent, even if the folks don't want to cooperate with us, and we know that they have weapons, the likelihood of them using the weapons and violence drops significantly. So this program, there's so much to talk about when we get to it, but we won't be able to do it without the passing of this resolution. And I want to thank the DA.
Great. Any discussion? Legislator Hewitt.
Thank you. When Sheriff Figueroa and I talked about events, possibly in Midtown, maybe barbecue or a food-based event like pizza, I'm more than happy to help with that. And I've never seen the word interrupters. Can either District Attorney Clegg or Sheriff Figueroa explain that a little bit?
I'm happy to do that. So interrupters, you know, you talk about how do you deter the at-risk youth in our community for crossing the line. They may already be crossing a line, but if we can reach out to them and communicate with them and build relationships with them and give them opportunities for other things like job training or services or further education and let them know at the same time that we are paying attention to them because they're on our radar and some information has come to us that they may be doing at-risk activities. All of that is combined in this focused deterrence effort that we're involved in. That's what AVERT is about. That's what we need to try and work with in our community. There's a lot of different programs in our community that are trying to work with at-risk youth, and there's not enough of them. And we could do more. And so this fund is going to be used for that purpose.
If I can add, Mr. District Attorney, it's really going the extra step. It's not just waiting for someone to commit a crime and arresting them and putting them in jail. We're actually trying to change their behavior by having a communication and reaching out, letting them know that we do care about their futures. By having a summit with members of gangs and discussing how people were killed in our community and having loved ones that lost folks in or young people in a street crime or a violence, violent crime that occurred in the street and having that discussion and giving them the opportunity, whether it's a housing issue, employment issue, education issue, to all at one time. And we're going to have at least two of these summits. And it's just going the extra mile to say, hey, we are looking at trying to figure out why you're committing a crime in a violent way, and we want you to stop that behavior, and here are your options.
Great. Thank you so much. Any other questions or discussion? Yeah,
if I could say, I just didn't get an answer from the sheriff about whether he can make a three-point shot or not.
No, but I have pretty sharp elbows. I'm a good defender.
All right, we're going to have to sort this one out on the court. So with that, if there's no further questions, I'm going to call the question on resolution number 86. All in favor? Any opposed? All right, resolution number 86 is adopted unanimously. Resolution number 87, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to amend a contract with the New York State Office of Victim Services for the funding for funding under the Victim and Assistance Witness Assistance Grant Program, Department of Probation. Do I have a motion to discuss?
Moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, so that was moved by Deputy Chair Hansett, second by Legislator Heppner. Any questions, discussion? Maybe we can, Director Schmidt, if you don't mind giving us just a very brief overview of the program.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. The Crime Victims Assistance Program is a division of the Probation Department, and they are a separate entity that is over on Pearl Street. Their funding has been primarily from a grant from the Office of Victim Services. And this is, we're in the grant cycle right now. This is just adding money to the award that we had previously been given. And this is accepting revenue that funds almost our entire Crime Victims Assistance Program.
Does anyone have any questions? All right, well, that makes it easy. With that, we will call the question on resolution number 87. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, resolution number 87 is unanimous. Move on to resolution number 88, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Program, Department of Probation. Can I have a motion to discuss?
I'll move it.
May I have a second?
Second.
All right, so that was moved by Legislator Heppner, second by Deputy Chair Hansett. Director Schmidt, if you don't mind giving us a quick overview of this one.
Sure. This is a much smaller grant, but also one that we have received annually for many years. It not only funds response to sexual assault, but it funds some prevention work. So part of what we do with that is educating people in the community about awareness and behaviors to be aware of. One of the things that the Crime Victims Program offers is like training to bar staff on looking out for situations that are high risk. And we've provided that throughout the county. Also in this grant, we use funds for our 24-hour hotline that is a response to any crime victims, but particularly for sexual assault. Any other questions on that one?
Any questions? All right. Well, if that's if there's no other further discussion, I will call the question on resolution number 88. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Resolution number 88 is unanimous. Resolution number 89, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to approve the execution of a contract with the New York State Office of Victim Services for a Victim of Crime Act, VOCA, Victim Assistance Program, Attorney Services, Department of Probation. Can I have a motion to discuss?
So moved.
And a second, please. All right, that was moved by Legislator Heppner, second by Legislator Hewitt. Director Schmidt, if you can give us just a quick overview.
Sure. This is also a Office of Victim Services grant. This is to accept revenue that is utilized for legal services for victims. The agency that has done that work for us is Legal Services of the Hudson Valley, but this is at this moment, we are just looking to accept the award.
Okay, great. Any questions from the committee or anyone else? All right, seeing no further questions or discussion, I will call the question on resolution number 89. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, resolution number 89 is unanimous. We will move on to resolution number 90, approving the execution of a contract for $50,000 entered into by the county Legal Services of the Hudson Valley Department of Probation. Can I have a motion to discuss, please?
Motion.
Thank you. And a second, please.
A second.
All right, so that was moved by Deputy Chair Hansett, seconded by Legislator Heppner. Director Schmidt, if you don't mind giving us, is this actually, may I ask, is this the contract that fulfills that? The, okay, so never mind. If you don't mind just giving us an overview. Okay.
Thank you. It's interesting that they are next to each other, but they are not they're not connected. So many years ago, the legislature put $50,000 in our budget to award a provider of legal services specifically for domestic violence victims. And we have maintained that over the years. We've done RFP and bids for that legal services, and Legal Services of the Hudson Valley was awarded that. And so this is the contract with them for $50,000, which is budgeted in specifically for victims of domestic violence.
Great, thank you. Any questions? Any points of discussion? All right, with that, we will call the question on resolution number 90. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, resolution number 90 is adopted unanimously. Resolution number 91, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $230,000 entered into by the county with Family of Woodstock, Inc., the Department of Probation. Can I have a motion to discuss, please?
Move it.
And may I have a second, please?
Second.
Need a second. Thank you. Great. So we've got moved by Legislator Heppner, second by Legislator Lopez. So I don't know who's best to just give an overview of the amendment, but either Director Schmidt or Deputy Exec Kelly, I'll let you decide who should jump in here.
I fully defer to the expert, Nancy Schmidt.
Okay, great.
So annually, we have been contracting with Family of Woodstock for restorative justice services. And that began after an RFP in 2018, which allowed for, I think it was 2 years with 3 1-year amendments. And this is one of the amendments. We expanded over the years to include in this contract the so we have the Restorative Justice 180 program, which is for juvenile delinquents. We have Restorative Ulster, which is the program that comes out of cases from the DA's office that are 18 to 26 year olds. Restorative Justice in 4 school districts. Restorative justice, not a lot that is guided towards this, but if there's a community-based incident in which it doesn't fit into one of our other categories, we might respond with that. And the last one is we do restorative justice for technical violations of probation. So Family of Woodstock has the contract and the expertise to provide that restorative justice programming. They have also been providing, I think we're going on 2 years now, training to the community and any county agency that asks for it. They have a monthly training, and then they'll also do tailored to particular departments training.
Great. So I do have a question just to start off to clarify, and this is kind of why I had posed it to Deputy Exec Kelly. Is this related to the living wage law or no?
No, so was, actually, yeah. So,
yeah, that was confusing in the chair's meeting. So that was one of the questions I wanted to address. So it's not.
So no, when I spoke with Nancy, the base wage on this was already $16 and change when the contract originated. So this is not affected by that.
Okay, great. So Nettie, if you could please make a special note about that, because that is gonna be the first question asked at Ways and Means, and I want that information to be passed forward. So with that, does anyone have any questions for Director Schmidt or about the topic in general? All right. With that, we will call the question on resolution number 91. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution number 91 is unanimous. Resolution number 92, approving the execution of a contract for $119,460 entered into by the county with New York Communications Company, Inc., Department of Probation. May I please have a motion to discuss?
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
Great. So that was moved by Legislator Heppner, second by Legislator Hewitt. Director Schmidt, if you don't mind giving us just a quick overview here.
Sure. Our department is a law enforcement agency in which many of the probation officers, which are peace officers, when they go in the field, will carry police radios. We do arrests, we do warrants. There are things in the community that exists that we have to respond to and be in communication rapidly with other law enforcement agencies. At this time, the radios that we have are, you have to carry a separate radio to communicate with Kingston Police and the other police agencies. And so there's two handhelds for our staff when they're in the field and they're operating anywhere near Kingston. This converts us to one dual band radio. And so it's a 5-year contract. We will get all new radios with both on the one radio.
Great, thank you so much. And I'll just note for the committee, or for anyone who might not be familiar, in the resolution packet that includes backup, the details such as like how many radios and so forth is in the attachment A, which is at the end of that boilerplate contract language you see in every county contract. There's that separate attachment A with the vendor's letterhead. Any questions? Discussion? I will just note this is the same vendor that services, the same vendor through which we're getting the cameras that Sheriff Figueroa, not cameras, the portable radios that Sheriff Figueroa mentioned earlier. And this, I will foreshadow that this will not be the last time we see resolutions contracting with this vendor. It is going to come up a lot in this committee. So I hope you like approving these, or maybe not. And you have every right to ask tough questions. That's why we're here. All right. Well, if there are no further questions, I will call the question on resolution number 92. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, resolution number 92 is unanimous. With that, we will go into new business. There's one item that I wanted to discuss before I bring that up. Does anyone have any new business they would like to bring forward? Okay. The one item that I wanted to put in everyone's minds is obviously this committee is tasked with interfacing with some of the offices that are really on the front lines in our community, interacting with the public, and they really have a true brick and mortar presence in our community, whether it's the law enforcement center, probation, the emergency communication center, the fire training center. So what I'd like to do in the months ahead, particularly for the new members, which includes myself, this is my first meeting as a member of this committee, I'd like to schedule us to visit some of these locations and to look around and to really understand how it all works. It is hugely helpful when we get these resolutions every month to actually know where these are going to be, where these radios are going to be used. You know, the Black Creek, you know, system, we can see it in, you know, where it's going to be installed at the law enforcement center. So I'd like to schedule those. I'll work with the clerk to coordinate everyone's schedule. One idea that I do want to throw out there, and I request that you give this some thought, and please reach out to me if you have feelings one way or the other. I'm considering scheduling our next law enforcement meeting, or whenever COVID is in a more reasonable place and we're meeting in person again. Once we're meeting in person, I would like to schedule one of our law enforcement meetings to take place at the law enforcement center. I think it would be a great thing to be able to be in that space. I've been there multiple times, and it has made a significant impact on me in the way that I think about particularly our corrections division. So please reach out if you have any thoughts about that, or you're welcome to jump in here. I see that, Chris, you have your hand up. So if you want to jump in.
No, I thank you for that. And I think that's a fantastic idea. I really do. And I think that I know the sheriff's not on, but the DA is on. I think it would be really helpful for us in kind of telling our day-to-day in the departments of what the work that we're doing. I know that you guys see a bunch of the resolutions that Nancy went through tonight, and that's just a snippet of all the work that she's involved in. It's not just about the punitive and the probation and the sentencing part. It's about all the work that we're doing to try and prevent people from that stage of, you know, of the system. So I really think that's a great idea, and anything I can do to help facilitate, please let me know. 100% on board.
Great, thank you so much. And I'll also add, and then we'll go to Director Schmidt. I'll add that these invitations will be open to the full legislature. So obviously I feel strongly that folks on this committee should see it, but we'll make sure that both caucuses are invited as well. Nancy.
I was just going to offer the Restorative Justice Center as one of the locations for a committee meeting. I think that
that's a great idea.
Wonderful.
That's a great idea. Yeah, we will definitely do that as well. Hopefully we will all be meeting in person again soon. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I really need human interaction. all right. Any other new business? And there should be no old business because this is our first committee meeting. So with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Second. Motion by, yep. So Natty, did you get that? Who was the motion?
Legislator Hewitt, and I second.
All right. Great. Legislator Hewitt motion, second on Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you so much. Good first meeting, guys. We finished 6 minutes early. We're going to be that punctual from here on out. All right.
Thank you, everybody, for your support.
Bye, guys. Thank you. All right. Take care.